Westlock. The men and women of the Westlock Fire Department were recently honored for their service, bravery and dedication to the community. The 2023 Firefighters Ball was held October 21 at the Westlock Memorial Hall and welcomed fire and emergency services from Westlock, Westlock County and across the region. The event served as a celebration of local firefighters, including this year's Firefighter of the Year, Shauna Biro, who also received her 15-year service recognition. It takes a certain type of person to be able to work a full-time job and go to school and learn another full-time job and then be able to juggle work and family, said Westlock Fire Chief Stuart Koflick of this year's Firefighter of the Year recipient. This is a recognition of that person that takes the extra step. That person just shines above the rest. Biro said she was very honored to receive the award. We have so many members in our department that are so dedicated to the community, to what we do that I don't know how they distinguished one from the other, said Biro, noting one thing that has made a difference in her 15 years with the department. When you're on the fire department, you become part of that family and that's what stands out to me, she added. We train together, we work hard together, it is family and that's what keeps me going. The department also recognized a long-standing firefighter who is leaving after 11 years of service. Captain Brian Hegedus, also known as the firefighter in the sky, for the past several years, is leaving to focus on his health. He was presented with a special gift of a framed axe, one that he's used at calls over the years. It's a piece of our history, it's a piece of his history, said Koflick. It's been a lot of years. I've seen a lot, I've been there for a lot of the calls and I've put in a lot of time, said Hegedus, noting his role as firefighter in the sky was a team effort. It's not just a one-person job, it's the whole department, it's the whole community that works together, he said. It is definitely rewarding. The Westlock Fire Department also handed out long service awards to Brad Lawson and Lieutenant Joe Down, who each received their five-year service recognition. L.T. Robin Brett and Lieutenant Down were also both promoted and commissioned as officers within the fire department. During the evening, Lieutenant Down provided an emotional toast to the families while Count Murtaza Jamali and MLA Glenn Van Deken shared congratulations and thanks on behalf of the town and province. In addition, there was a raffle draw for a $15,000 ice fishing shack on wheels and a silent auction with dozens of items up for grabs. The raffle draw will be held November 30 and all funds raised from both will go towards the Westlock Fire Department to purchase emergency equipment. Koflick also shared anecdotes about the Westlock Fire Department and noted some highlights from over the past year, pointing out they now have a total of 21 firefighters including two chief officers, three company officers, 12 firefighters, one fire incident technician, two recruit firefighters and two junior firefighters. We have been in a bit of a struggle the last few years, pre-COVID-19 and during COVID-19 with recruitment and retention, and I'm proud that we have this many people, said Koflick. So far this year, the department has had 167 calls for service, including a deployment to Rainbow Lake for several days in May. We've continued to see changes in the delivery of emergency services across not just the local region but Alberta-wide. That's some good stuff, some bad stuff, that's just the way things happen, said Koflick. I'm proud to say though, that as far as our members are concerned, none of that affects them. They're still committed to providing that same level of service to this community. K. Jean at greatwest.ca